Greetings. This is Jesse Arthur Gilbert, a.k.a. General Hakan, also known as the Alpha Cyberwolf. A disciple of Musashi. Or a student. Business partner. I'm trying to bring Musashi's spirit in on this one if I can at Tumen Level Advisory. So, yeah, we got YouTube on murder charges of Gary Halbert. I wrote the sales letter that kickstarted YouTube, and I couldn't get credit. It was a crazy story. Like, I was, like, walking around Berkeley Hills, like, trying to get a sign-off from the marketer that I wrote it for so that I could use it for my portfolio. It was, like, so long ago, and so many things happened in between the times, but, like, I was like, damn, I want credit for this letter so I can use it in my portfolio. And so I got the permission finally. It was an extensive, you know, thing. And everybody tried to say, like, bleh, Gary Halbert, you just worship Gary. Gary Halbert was the OG original gangster copywriter with the direct mail piece on the coat of arms. I could mail to the entire phone book, and it was using sophisticated database technology, like entire databases of U.S. citizens with like really high level direct mail, real math, not new math, but real math, real ROI, return on investment, marketing math. And to make a long story short, he died shortly after that sales letter was published. And you know what the crazy thing is? I actually blamed myself. That's right. I had feelings of guilt that I caused the death of Gary Halbert from writing that letter. Like, I was pretty damn sure that sales letter had something to do with his sudden passing, and I was actually tormented by it. I'm not into causing like deaths of other people intentionally or accidentally. Well, scratch that. There are some people I want to put to death. Like every last founder, funder, staff member, and moderator of YouTube crucified upside down with fires lit under them. I hate those white trash homosexual geeks. Hold on, I don't have my corporate fuck chip installed in my skull yet to transmit all my thoughts, ideas, and even to generate YouTube videos right from my brain with my corporate fuck chip from their partner in crime, Elon Musk, Ghislaine Maxwell, and that whole faggot-ass crew of punk-ass tricks. So hold on, I gotta pause it. I'm still on the iPhone. I'm still on the Stone Age technology. I know it's inevitable that we all have to get corporate fuck chips implanted in our brains at operating level to generate YouTube videos on the fly to keep up with the moderation teams and then block. You get, hold on 1 second. I'm very sorry. I apologize. The Alpha Cyberwolf is the real deal. I don't know. Look, I'm not into like being like part machine. I want to be like human and like kick it and smoke pot and use machines, but not get the corporate chip fuck. Sorry, the corporate fuck chip installed in my brain. I'm a cannabis smoker. I want cannabis and hemp. And if I got to burn every last faggot on earth to get it, I'm going to do it. Crucify these bitches upside down, light them on fire, and send them off to a hell hotter than the sun. Get chipped, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you. Prosthetic arms and legs technology. They'll promote that on there all day, every day, like anybody needs them. Somebody's going to need them. They're going to need prosthetic arms and legs for credit card swipes when they get gorilla pimped in the worst fucking hell in the universe. One penny, less than a penny, less than a shaving of a penny per trick. For infinity, more than a trillion Googles of years. Gotcha, trick. How disgusting, phony, hypocritical, and scummy are these people? You can upload over 100 trillion videos about saving the Earth and global warming and EVs and every other last technological great leap forward innovation under the sun, but you cannot upload a truthful video about the cannabis issue, that the real reason hemp and cannabis is outlawed is for pulp timber contracts that the media made, their deal with the devil, probably over 100 years ago, maybe over 100,000 years ago. I don't know how far back this whole cannabis hemp issue goes, but the amount of money and thermonuclear energy involved in burning full-grown trees that take 50 years to mature versus hemp, which takes only 4 months or so for acres and acres, does not harm the environment or the soil at all, and can even be used for not only automotive technology, but supersonic jets, and probably even definitely space travel vehicles. This is General Hakan, commander of the WOW Space Fleet. Bear with me, I gotta pause it. I don't have my corporate fuck chip yet. Just yet. I'm selling them, I don't know if I'm buying them. What did I experience after writing that YouTube letter? Essentially hell on earth. I don't feel like talking about it. Honestly, I don't like to like upplay like the miseries I've suffered, because I know other people have gone through a lot of bad stuff in life. But like being like a top flight copywriter and not being able to make even one penny as a sole proprietor, brand owner, or even as a freelance copywriter, not even be able to get a $5 gig on Fiverr after writing that sales letter that was written up by the most famous OG original gangster copywriter of all time, Gary Halbert, and I literally could not make five effing dollars as a freelance writer. Hold on 1 second. I still don't have my corporate fuck chip installed at brain operating level to transmit my thoughts to the internets. However many internets there are. There might be like thousands of internets throughout outer space for all I know. The cover-up of the Gary Halbert murder? I'm probably like playing a game of PR whack-a-mole, like all over the internet. Like, ooh, something popped up. Like they probably had like sophisticated AI, like looking for like hints of someone that like might have the ability to do something. And like, ooh, moderate this one. Quick, get that one. Like whole teams of white trash, faggot-ass, AIDS-infested geeks at mega corporations, like all of them, like Google, Twitter, Face, who knows? Probably like thousands of corporations had to like get in on the deal to like cover up the murder of Gary Halbert, the number one copyright. Well, number two, I'm way better than him, that geek. The student surpassed the teacher, and it's only natural, as it should be. I mean, I didn't even buy any of his courses, really. I just wrote a book that he reviewed and read his website, and it's the truth about advertising. It's not all sugar plums and lollipops. When you're good at the craft of copywriting and marketing, a bunch of idiotic faggot geek government gnats target you for prison via defamation that you're a criminal when they're engaged in mercenary murder for private enterprises, corporate interests, governments, you name it. Be your own messiah. I'm not sure the world liked that headline. Maybe the Vatican got in on it. Who knows? Be your own messiah. We got to wait for Jesus. Jesus is going to come back and make us the king kitty porn child molesters of the earth. Be your own messiah? It's heresy. No. I've been trying to figure that one out too. Like, how does this work? I'm supposed to wait for Jesus forever? An inferior copywriter? Or a whole team of inferior writers and PR strategists who concocted that spiritual MLM for Christianity? I don't know. What do I do? Should I be my own Messiah or wait for that Messiah, for their Messiah? I'll go with, there's a Mongolian proverb, like when faced with two choices, always choose the third. So I'm not going for the king of Israel. I'm aiming for like the Khan, and not just of Israel. I'm focused on like the cannabis sector global. If that's the sort of business you want in on and you want to skip this geeked out AI algorithmic stuff, like Al Gore rhythms, like Al Gore in the Congo in Africa, banging some drums with his non-existent mojo, trying to score some pussy with like a pygmy in the woods. Yeah, if that whole scene, that whole like phony environmentalist, like save the earth, but ban hemp and cannabis, cannabis and hemp, if that whole crowd isn't your deal, you're invited to work with Jesse Gilbert, aka General Hakan, and make real, honest money that doesn't require murdering people under the veil of corporate secrecy and barricading yourself with lawyers and armies of white trash homosexual geeks. So how big is the cannabis sector? Try like hundreds of trillions of dollars. Like in the business world, they like to talk about the 400-pound gorilla in the room. And a lot of them are going to be getting raped by gorillas bigger than 400 pounds in prisons harder than Supermax Denver. But the like 4 trillion pound gorilla in the room of like global commerce and business is cannabis and hemp. And to aim in on that, it was like heavy intelligence work that I did. I'll give the full story. Like General Hakan likes to maintain some mystique. Like people say image is everything, but I would disagree. Image is something, definitely, but it's not everything. And I like to be a little more like Gary Halbert and give people reality. Without the sugar-coated pink glaze, pink fingernail, feminist, corporate, chameleon-style advertising, PR, etc. Hold on, I gotta pause this motherfucker. Hold up. Let's see here. Oh, money, profit margin. So if you want to make money with a good product that's not alcohol, tobacco, destroying the environment by cutting down trees, cannabis and hemp is number one, and Great Silk Road 5.0. I've worked to team up with Ross Ulbricht, the original founder of the Great Silk Road. They have not contacted me back yet. I don't know what's going on with my email communications, but I'm in favor of letting that guy out. We got these geeks. They set him up for murder for hire. He did not call in a hit on anybody. It just didn't happen. These subhuman junkie prostitutes in the media just slandered the poor guy or the rich guy. Maybe he'll get rich with me as a murder for hire. And every last mainstream media fag rag like Rolling Stone rolled with the story and rolled their own poison. Poison. Yeah, you know, conspiracy to defamation. Defamation with conspiracy to life in maximum security prison, it ain't a kid's game. I know people like to say defamation's not like the same as like shooting somebody in the head, but it kind of is, and actually like even worse in some ways. Like if you have whole armies of these little bitches defaming you, it's very hard to outmaneuver them and their bar bunnies, these fucking kikes in the bar association. Me and my homeboy CeCe, we banged them all like 2-cent bucktooth hookers. Sorry, gap tooth hookers. Like the whole legal profession, they're toast. We charred them. We chipped them. You know, they're those haziers. Anyway, hold on. And it is like that. Get chipped, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you. How much fuel is going to burn those corporate geeks who thought they could get away with murdering Gary Halbert and create like a LGBTQ 5 trillion genders utopia? I don't know. Look around your room and see if there's like any paper sitting around. And then like magnify that by 1,000 and imagine them crucified upside down and that fuel like torching them. And then imagine that that amount of fuel is not even comparable to one grain of sand in the entire universe, in the amount of thermonuclear punishment General Hakan is going to destroy these fools with. Transsexualism, I know I'm a bigot, but I just don't want it. I want to keep my nutsack and my dick, thank you very much. And for trying to cut mine off, your hell is going to be unfucking real. Susan Wojcicki, oh, it's not even one sun. It's more than the heat of the sun. It's every sun in every universe magnified by a trillion to the trillionth googles is going to burn you, you disgusting, big-nosed, stinky, foul, disgusting little kike. I hate you. I hate you. You stink, bitch. Genghis Khan crossing the Gobi in 1219. Surprising the Shah of the Qamarzid Empire. I'm hip to it. I studied the man, the Millennium Man. People said I was crazy and it's not applicable. My own dad said, people are going to think you're crazy if you talk about applying actual strategy to the internet world. Don't say anything, Levy. My own family slandered me as completely crazy and said I should take some little bitch traggot, some bitch trick pharmaceutical geek sorcerer pills that they want to prescribe that don't do a fucking thing. Not one pill does a fucking thing. The only medicine is cannabis. That counts. Everything else is worthless. Essentially, but not completely. Hold on one second. How bad was the defamation I was dealing with? I want to give you a taste of reality. So I couldn't even make like a penny on the internet because there was like an army of fools like tracking me and like trying to shoot me down. Like every last thing I tried to sell online. Let's just say you wouldn't want to see the female that I ended up like having. I don't know if it was a relationship. It was more like a friendship, but morbid obesity. Yeah. Spider veins in the legs. Yeah. An awful person. Not the worst. A funny but not funny story. Let's put it that way. A scary story from the dark side of advertising. Darker than the boron letters. Let's put it that way. Hold on one second. I don't have my corporate fuck chip yet. Like literally, it was like a fuck your own mother type situation. Like the woman I was with had the same name as my mom, Barbara. It was unfucking weird. Like the level of like cock blocking that was going on, like everywhere I went, like over this and related issues was like, it's unfathomable. Like being like the top copywriter in the world and not even having the ability to get the like one decent piece of ass is like injustice. People can pump out little brands like Abilify, little bitch trick, pharma geek pills. Abilify, it'll give you the ability to function in a world where giant corporations get away with murder. Have your Abilify, it's only $500 per pill. It'll Abilify you to cope with this situation and recover from your mental illness. Hold on. I don't have my corporate fuck chip yet from Elon Musk that was tested on pigs, that those Haziers at YouTube posted like 5 trillion videos about but won't even let me post one comment. Circling back, like what's her face? Another ugly whore. Another ugly, stupid whore who's awful at PR. You know, talking to people like Peter Alexander, another idiotic homosexual who I went to high school with. Circling back, I got to wrap this up. We're hitting the 20-minute mark. And I like to keep my information transmitted over the internet. Pithy. I try to be considerate of people ingesting the downloads from my brain to yours. But I know I'm a bigoted homophobe, white supremacist.